Earth Day is going to be recognized around the world on Sunday. Since 1970, every April 22nd has been Earth Day. And it's amazing to think of the changes that have occurred in those 42 years. I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Think of pre-1970. I mean, prior to the first Earth Day, we're driving around in monster cars that get 8 miles per gallon, building new factories and increasing our manufacturing base, and the smoke that bellowed from those factories smelled like progress and prosperity. But now we know there's more to that story. 15th District Congressman John Dingell was first elected in 1955. He has been a part of the process and the progress when it comes to our environmental awareness and policies. Congressman Dingell, good morning and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning, Dave. It's a great pleasure to be with you.
Well, were you involved with Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson as he began to put together the team that would develop what was to become the first Earth Day?
Well, it is a set of great memories. Earth Day was really it really marked a major part of the beginning of our recognition of our duty to be faithful and good stewards of the world in which we live. And it was a time which marked a great ferment, not only in the country, but a tremendous amount of effort inside the Congress to do things. For example, Great Lakes were in danger. Lake Erie was called a dead sea. It was expected it was going to eutrophy. It's not a great fishing place, although it's getting dirty again.
Yeah.
The air was dirty, and we had tremendous problems with poisons and pollutants in our water and our air. Our open spaces were vanishing. We were not considering the needs of what we ought to do to have a wholesome environment while we began economic development. And so those changes, which we made during, in, and because of Earth Day, and because people were aware of what was going on, have been something that's made us a great economic success, but also has preserved the values that we find so important.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit more. From that first Earth Day, as you mentioned, we saw the creation of the Environmental Protection Agency, and then you were directly involved with the creation of the Clean Air and Clean Water Act, which to this day are living documents. I think many of us kind of take those for granted now, but what was the response when first introduced to a rather less informed Congress?
Well, it was a very interesting thing, because some of those changes came about because Richard Nixon sent a reorganization plan up to the Congress. I had great suspicions of him, although it turned out that he was one of those who made possible a lot of the successes which we have known.
Right.
And it is very interesting that the legislation which we moved forward, like Endangered Species Clean Air Act, had only minimal numbers of votes against. And one of the remarkable things was the extraordinary bipartisanship in which we proceeded forward to try and rectify the follies that our forebears and we were committing with regard to protection of the earth, the air, the water, the fish, and the wildlife, and the other things that make life meaningful for all the rest of us.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with Congressman John Dingell in advance of Sunday's recognition of Earth Day. And Congressman Dingell, it's certainly safe to say that we've made a lot of progress over the past 42 years. But the more we learn, the more we realize needs to be done. And climate change, well, that's right at the top of that list. You mentioned bipartisanship work in the beginning stages of our environmental stewardship. Is a lack of bipartisanship threatening our ability to adequately deal with something as important as climate change?
Well, unfortunately, my friend, you're right. There's the most appalling now attack being made in all quarters on environmental laws and on things like the Fish and Wildlife Coordination Act, the Endangered Species Act, Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act. For example, they're trying to eliminate almost all protections for anything except the biggest waters in the country. There's a major piece of legislation which passed the House yesterday to extend the highway bill, which largely emasculated major parts of the National Environmental Policy Act, which passed with only 15 votes against it when we passed the legislation. There are attacks being made on the refuge, Fish and Wildlife Refuge System. There are attempts being made to throw away or give away national parks or parts of the national park system. And there, we just had in our committee the other day, in fact, we've had it twice this year, legislation which would have attacked EPA by taking away its powers to do things that it doesn't intend to do. For example, farm dust. They say, well, we're going to take away their power to deal with farm dust. EPA has said, well, we're not going to pass that particular regulation, said it some time ago. But the Republicans want a political issue on that particular point. And so, frankly, the fight is beginning again, or going on still, but with a rather different set of circumstances, wherein the Republicans are now trying to repeal and do away with all of the things which we did, which are so important to us, in terms of having a wholesome, decent environment and a meaningful and enjoyable life.
Well, there's a lot of finger-pointing in both directions, and if you're sitting back as a part of the community, how do you inspire those that we've elected to set aside the label of party and work in that bipartisanship manner that is a benefit to the environment and the future for our children?
You know, my dear friend, if I knew that, I'd sure be a happy man, and I would sure be using that mechanism.
Well, let's talk about something that's hitting right here at home in Washtenaw County. Of course, everybody's looking at renewables and alternative energies, and we're making advancements and we're making investments. But we're also looking at some of the fossil fuels and better ways to get at them or new ways to get at them. And we're looking at things like fracking, which may take place right here in Washtenaw County. Can we afford to move forward with these kind of things without fully understanding the repercussions?
Well, this is one of the reasons that Scoop Jackson and I got through the National Environmental Policy Act. It was a very interesting statute. It said, before you do something, know what you are doing. And it required the writing of an environmental impact statement so that people would know what it was going to do. Business was quite outraged for a while about this until they realized something. And that was, all of a sudden, they found that it was of value to business. And business started insisting that NEPA also be used so that they would know what was going to be required of them, and that they would know that there was going to be some carefully thought-out considerations as we went forward on major actions that affected the human environment.
Well, Congressman Dingell, our time is nearly out, but how are you going to spend Earth Day on Sunday?
I'm sorry?
How are you going to spend Earth Day on Sunday?
How am I going to what?
How are you going to spend your day on Sunday for Earth Day?
Well, I'm going to spend a good part of it with the lovely Deborah.
Right.
I think we will probably go out and just look around a little bit and see what's happening, and perhaps we'll have some of the family over for dinner.
Congressman Dingell, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Pleasure to talk to you, David. You have a great day.